Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Rainbow Report on the Generations. It's a cliche to say that our community places a premium on youth. So obvious, we take it for granted. But I was brought up a bit short last week when Dennis Altman balked at the adjective elder. If anyone has earned the right to call themselves an elder of our tribe, with all the respect that title implies, it surely is our good professor. Elder doesn't have to mean hidebound or conservative, it can also mean wise, born of long experience, and some elders can really surprise you. One of them is former crocodile hunter and currently Liberal MP for Leichhardt in far North Queensland, Warren Ench. During the Howard era, he battled for legal recognition for same-sex couples. In more recent times, he's founded and hosted the cross-party parliamentary friendship group of MPs who are sympathetic to our community. And he's spoken out strongly in support of the aged care needs of our GLBTI elders. He's also opposition chief whip, and it's strange that as everyone else in Parliament manoeuvres around the issue of same-sex marriage, Ench has suddenly surprised everyone again by reviving the quaint and we thought forgotten notion of civil unions. In a moment we'll ask him if that's really wise. From the older generation to the new, special religious instruction, or SRI. Parents are waking up to the fact that special religious instruction, as provided by Access Ministries, is more of a fundamentalist evangelical Christian attempt to capture the kids for Christ. Despite Access protestations to the contrary, it's an attempt to take the next generation of children at their most vulnerable and make converts of them. Some parents think that's a bad idea, especially in a secular country with a specifically secular constitution, a home to a multiplicity of faiths and none. And they are challenging SRI at VCAT. Scott Hedges is in the studio with me and he's one of them. We'll talk to him later too. And finally tonight, the generation taking their first steps into adulthood, another especially vulnerable time. Would your school let your son take his boyfriend to the school formal? Will your daughter's girlfriend be welcomed or made fun of? Minus 18 Chairman Micah Scott has details of a same-sex formal for all those who can't take their partners to the ball for whatever reason. And joining me in the studio today to give us a hand is same-sex family law specialist Christina Antoniadis. Welcome back, Christina.
Thank you, Doug.
Now, of all the unlikely allies that we've found on our long journey towards full citizenship and equality, at first blush, none seem more unlikely than my next guest, the opposition chief whip, Warren Ench. Liberal MPs in far North Queensland are not notable for their support of the gay and lesbian community. But in 2004, he called John Howard's laws to prevent gay marriage offensive and unnecessary. But now he's bringing out the idea of a cross-party civil unions bill along with Joel Fitzgibbon from the Labour Party. Good evening, Warren.
Doug, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks. It's a long time since we last spoke.
It's been a long time, certainly has.
And a lot of things have happened since then. So why are you suddenly reviving civil unions at this juncture?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, I mean, I noticed in your introduction you said that I'm doing it out with Joel Fitzgibbon. That's not true.
Oh, no.
What had happened, I was asked a question, a direct question, whether or not I'd spoken to Joel. About this, and I said that yes, I'd had a brief conversation with Joel, but I had certainly hadn't said that we were going, you know, that we were co-sponsoring any bill at all. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I said that I would be looking at preparing something, some sort of a bill, and I'd have, I was just preparing it at this stage because, I mean, the debate in relation to marriage will be coming up shortly. I've made my position very, very clear. I met when I first came back into this Parliament in 2010. I mean, the first people that I met with, of course, was members of the Coalition for Marriage Equity. I think Rodney Croom, who had yes. I'd worked very closely with back from 2004 onwards, to achieve a lot of those other changes. And I said to Rodney at the time that I would not be getting involved in the marriage debate, in any shape or form, and I was doing that. But at the time, I offered to put forward a civil unions, national civil unions bill. And the reason that I didn't want to get involved in it was that I believe that as soon as you start mentioning the M word, all the other issues that are being currently faced by the LGBTI community are lost. And, you know, over time, I mean, I had a three-year sabbatical. In that time, I become aware of, and you mentioned one of them, in aged care. There were some areas that we'd missed on aged care.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of issues that have not been discussed, and people are reluctant to discuss them, particularly in relation to the transgender community. And I think, and the intersex community, and I feel that their time has come, where we need to focus on issues relating to things that need to be addressed. And there's a lot of legislation there that needs to be dealt with, and that was really the reason that I decided to push to set up the first of its kind, actually, parliamentary friendship group.
Yes,
for the LGBTI community. Now we had our first meeting, and that was it was very, very successful, sponsored by Telstra, and we're actually organising our second one in the early part of this year. Again, Telstra's come on board as a sponsor, and we're in the process of doing that. And again, I have asked that let's focus on some of these other issues. I mean,
so you think talking about marriage, as has been said by a few other commentators, takes the oxygen out of the debate on any other issue?
Absolutely. As soon as you now understand, you talked about me being an unlikely advocate, and I've got to say to you that I made a hell of a lot of more traction with my Liberal colleagues than I did when I first raised this issue, when I first publicly spoke about this issue back in 2004. I had a hell of a lot more of my Liberal colleagues supporting me on this than I did on the other side.
Yes.
And it was only after I'd actually convinced my side of politics that we should be actually doing something on this that the other side came to the party. Now, at the end of the day, there was a change in government, but I can tell you, when I stepped down to spend that 3 years with my teenage son, I was comfortable knowing that it didn't really matter who won government because the changes were going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, but I did pick up on something back in 2004, and there was an article by Glenn Milne, a big full-page article where he said, you know, why I'm supporting, you know, the gay community. And he described me as a fiercely heterosexual, far north Queensland, crocodile farming bull catcher, and a Liberal. And I thought, you know...
Well, that's all your testosterone credentials in one there,
well,
isn't
it? Is, but, you know, but what I realised, when that article came out, the number of people that had contacted me after that, saying, "Hey, you know, I am the mother, or I'm the parent, or the relative, or a friend of a gay person, and if somebody of your background is prepared to come out and speak on behalf of my family or friend, member or friend, I want to come out as well." And I found, and you know, for years you had people, and I mentioned Rodney. I have a huge amount of respect for Rodney and people like David Scammell and others that I work closely with, that had been pushing very, and I'm sure there were many others that were pushing for a whole range of change, but they never seemed to get any traction or very little, because I suppose they were seen to be pushing their own self interest. But when I suddenly realised that the power, I guess, of what I was doing was the fact that nobody could argue that it was I was pushing my own agenda. I can tell you now, the media, the national media, combed through my genetics. They combed through all my family to see if I had a gay friend or family member that I could have been doing it on for self-interest, and came up with zero. And I mean, quite frankly, it's not something that I've ever worried about. But then I realised that by harnessing the support of the broader community, we can really make some change. And that's what I did. And of course, I got a great deal of satisfaction when that legislation went through, I think in 2007, 2008, and then when I came back, of course there was the Coalition for Marriage Equity was really pushing hard.
Yep.
But there was, I'd also realised that we'd missed some big areas in relation to aged care reform, but
surely it's possible for Parliament to deal with more than one gay issue at a time.
Yes, you look, and of course it is. And if you had a look at what we introduced in that bill that went in 2008, there's a whole lot of reform that went there. But what I've found is that there is so much divisiveness when you deal with the marriage the marriage issue. People are very, very much focused one way or the other. And there is divisiveness even within the gay community, I have to say. And, you know, I get as many people within the gay community saying, well, we don't care one way or the other, or, you know, we're happy with...
Well, I think the issue, Warren, comes down to one simple thing. Is it, are we equal or are we not? And I think the argument comes down to, if you don't have marriage in the equation, it's not equality. You know, separate but equal is never equal, as the old,
in the States. Yeah, but I mean, there is also those that will argue on definition and what have you. And so I've deliberately said that I will not get involved in that debate because I'm going to focus on these other areas. I mean, I'm still gathering information with regards to a whole lot of issues in relation to the transgender community.
Sure.
And the intersexual community.
And no one denies there's a lot to do.
And that's where I'm going to focus, and I'm not going to allow it to be distracted. Now, I can be criticised for that if you like, but I mean, I'm sure that there will be some.
I don't think anyone's criticising for what you are doing, Warren. Mm. It's this one little last step that you don't seem willing to take. That's the cause of the criticism. Now, can I come back to this question?
If we do that, all the issues in the transgender community and everything else still remain.
Yes, but can I come? All these things still need to be dealt with, whether we get marriage or not.
I wish that we could just get a paintbrush and just paint it all over and say everything's fixed. But unfortunately, it's not the way it works. And I can assure you that. I mean, I was sitting here with some of my colleagues tonight, and. You know, in the last two nights, I've had something like 1,500 emails on the issue of them. 1,500 in the last 24 hours on marriage. And I'm telling you, when you have a look at the split, there's probably 50-50, or probably at this point in time, there seems to be a huge push by the anti-marriage ones, and there seems to be at this point a hell of a lot more of those coming through. But
we know that the Christian lobby are firing up about this at the moment, and you know, getting everyone to write.
It works both ways.
Mm. We're well aware of them ramping up campaigning, and marriage equality are ramping up theirs too. So
yeah.
I think you'll start seeing the pendulum swinging back the other way soon. Christina, you wanted to come in here.
Warren, yeah, just back on on the civil unions. Mm. Are we not just by bringing that up, you're essentially giving Parliament a way out of going, marriage equality,
anything.
Too easy. It's easier to go civil unions.
Christine, I have no intention of introducing it while the debate in relation to marriage is up there. I'm not doing this. I mean, let the debate on marriage take its course. Let it go through the Parliament. Let's see what the final consequence or see what the final outcome is. And I'm just looking at an option, another alternative, should it fail. I haven't said that I'm going to put it up as to compete with it, to give people an easy way out.
But a lot of people say that if you throw civil unions into the mix, it's a roadblock, not a stepping stone.
But I'm not throwing it into the mix, and this is where there's been some confusion there or some misinformation. I've never said that. I made this offer, goodness me, when I first met with the Coalition of Equity back in I think about September, October 2010, and they asked me not to do it at that point in time, which I have, which I have said yes, and I have, in honouring my, you know, their request, I haven't done it. But we're coming up to a debate at the moment, and I was asked a question, you know, would do something like that, and I've said, well, yes, I've asked for advice on it. But as another step, if you like. But you know, am I going to introduce it with a marriage? No, I'm not. I mean,
okay.
In fact, there are two already that were ticked off on today. One is a Labor member, the other one is a Green. That are going to be, they're both, yes, bills on this.
Yeah, and the Greens have said they think they'll get their bill through this year.
Well, their bill has just been ticked off to be debated, I think, in the next week or so. I haven't put mine up yet. I've deliberately not put mine up.
Okay, Warren,
we'll see what the outcome of the debate is.
Okay, thanks for that. I wanted to say before, I've got to let you go because we've got a whole show to do here.
Yep.
Thank you very much for all the work you are doing and have done, and it's good to have you on board with us wherever you may be standing on the ship, and look forward to speaking again with you soon.
No, I am absolutely committed to making sure that we continue to get change in there. But as I say, the trans community and the intersex community are desperately in need of having their issues brought to the fore.
Indeed.
And I'm absolutely determined to make sure that happens
in this
Parliament.
Thanks for that, Warren.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Well, that was Warren Inch, their opposition chief whip. He's not bringing forward a civil unions bill, he says. Not yet, anyway. You're listening to The Rainbow Report on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, we're going to start talking about special religious instruction in schools.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.